This is Focus West Michigan for Monday, January 12, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki with your local news. Igniting passion for psychiatric nursing, that's the goal of a new Pine Rest Christian Mental Health Services program. WGVU's Dee Morrison reports.
Externs will receive one-on-one experience paired with psychiatric nurses gaining real-world exposure to mental health care at Pine Rest Inpatient Psychiatric Unit.
Even if you're not a psych nurse working at a psych hospital, you still have to be a psych nurse because all of our patients are going through some type of psychiatric symptoms.
Erin McCauley-Sexton, Director of Nursing, Adult Inpatient Services, hopes to retain students in the specialty, but says the skills learned will help all patients.
Whether it's anxiety about test results they're waiting for, or depression because they've just been diagnosed with a terminal illness, or maybe having difficulties communicating. So everyone really should have strong psychiatric nursing skills.
The 14-week Nurse Extern program is designed to give nursing students an immersive learning experience, exploring the high-demand psychiatric nursing field. They'll earn $20 an hour while strengthening their overall clinical skills.
They may also have the ability to see different therapeutic treatments like electroconvulsive therapy, transcranial magnetic stimulation, maybe helping to care for individuals going through substance use withdrawal.
Applications are now open, with the first group scheduled to start in May. I'm Dee Morrison.
The City of Muskegon's Ottawa Street Bridge is scheduled for removal, but the bridge is eligible for the National Historic Register, and some residents have a chance to give feedback on the plans. WGVU's Patrick Center has more.
The Ottawa Street Bridge was built between 1926 and 1932. Due to structural issues, it was closed to vehicles 10 years ago.
There's holes in the steel girders underneath the bridge that shouldn't be there. There's chunks of concrete that have fallen off and fallen into the river below. There really is no alternative to removing the bridge.
Dan Vanderhyde, Director of Public Works, says at the City of Muskegon's request, the Michigan Department of Transportation is leading and funding the bridge's removal, saving residents money. But in 2022, the bridge was determined as eligible for the National Register of Historic Places, triggering years of mandatory studies to justify its removal.
It is old, certainly, and it did once serve as the bridge that carried the prior version of US 31 through town. But other than really being a typical bridge from 1930, for the most part, the historians we've talked to have said, yeah, there's really not much historic about that bridge.
Vanderhyde acknowledges some residents are concerned about the loss of pedestrian access to nearby Richards Park.
And we're sympathetic with that, but this bridge is not designed for that. It's reached the end of its life. If there is a strong desire or need for pedestrian access to Richards Park over the river, the city can certainly look at that and plan for that.
Residents can review current plans for the bridge removal and offer comment at a public open house January 13th from 3 to 5 p.m. at Muskegon City Hall. I'm Patrick Center.
West Michigan's K-Connect is being recognized as a national leader in improving economic mobility in Kent County. WGVU's David Limbaugh has the story.
K-Connect is a collection of area organizations dedicated to creating systemic change.
The three most popular things we're known for is visualizing data, connecting people by facilitation, and then hosting convenings to help people make decisions that are going to improve outcomes for children and families in their communities.
That's K-Connect's president and CEO, Salvador Lopez. K-Connect has earned the Systems Change designation from Strive Together, a national network of local communities working to put more young people on a path to economic mobility. They joined 17 other communities nationwide after receiving Strive Together's Courage and Leadership Award last year.
We have over 250 organizations that are a part of our network across 40 community partners that are involved in this partnership with K-Connect and now with Strive Together.
Some of K-Connect's efforts include expanding diverse educator pipelines, contributing to a 35% increase in Black educators and a 30% increase in Latin educators. Something Lopez says stands out when many DEI initiatives are being scaled back or abandoned completely under federal pressure. Over the decade, nearly 700 more students countrywide are graduating on time each year thanks to efforts from K-Connect and similar organizations. I'm David Limbaugh.
Coming up soon, WGVU's Shelley Irwin previews the first ever Beer City Pepperfest, but first, news from around the state. A final push is coming to gather enough signatures to hold a referendum on last year's Michigan minimum wage law. Colin Jackson has more.
Last year's law raises the minimum wage over time, but it would at most set the base pay for tipped workers at half of what others make. It replaced a policy that would have eventually set one minimum wage for all adult workers. John Selleck with the group Save My Tips says going back would confuse customers about tipping.
They'll say, well, the system that we thought was in place where you get the tipped minimum wage and then we tip you for your service far above that, that goes out the window.
But One Fair Wage President Saru Jayaraman says that's a false choice.
There is no choice between wages and tips. What we're fighting for is wages, a full wage plus tips.
The group has until mid-March to gather enough signatures to get the referendum on the ballot. I'm Colin Jackson.
Michigan House Republicans have filed a lawsuit to block the state from spending $645 million that is at the center of a legal fight. Rick Pluta reports.
This includes funds designated for prenatal and newborn programs, museums and symphonies, and funds for Flint water crisis recovery. The GOP lawsuit says that money was returned to the state's general fund after the House Appropriations Committee voted to strike that spending from the budget using a rarely used procedural action. But in an official opinion, Democratic Attorney General Dana Nessel declared that was unconstitutional because the decision was made without the Senate or the governor. The House Republicans are asking a Michigan Court of Claims judge to pause that spending for 14 days while the case is hashed out. I'm Rick Pluta.
Hundreds of people gathered at rallies in Michigan this weekend to protest the Trump administration's immigration policies and the fatal shooting of a Minnesota woman by an ICE agent. The Trump administration has described 37-year-old Renee Good, who died last week, as a domestic terrorist, but people at a Friday evening rally in Detroit said she was just trying to defend her neighbors from immigration enforcement operations in the area. Joshua Medina is with the People's Assembly, which opposes the Trump administration's policies in Detroit. He says people in Detroit and around Michigan need to mobilize against ICE
to stop this imperialist fascist attack on our communities.
Medina says force must be met by force. He says that doesn't mean violence, but rather people power in the streets. Michigan Lieutenant Governor Garland Gilchrist announced Monday he is suspending his campaign for governor and instead joining the race for Secretary of State Jocelyn Benson. Gilchrist, a progressive Democrat from Detroit, did not cite a specific reason for his change in his video announcement, but said he is not finished being a public servant. His departure clears up the Democratic primary and benefits the frontrunner Jocelyn Benson, who is the current Secretary of State, in the race to replace term-limited Governor Gretchen Whitmer. The Secretary of State is Michigan's top election official, a highly politicized and visual role since the 2020 presidential election. Gilchrist said that Michigan has been ground zero in the battle for free and fair elections before, and it will be again. As Whitmer's second in command and her running mate in two elections, Gilchrist struggled to match Benson's name recognition and fundraising. He reported having around $378,000 of cash on hand as of October, compared to Benson's $2.98 million. Benson is now set to face only Genesee County Sheriff Chris Swanson in the Democratic primary in August. Focus West Michigan is brought to you by listeners like you. To support this show and everything we do here, visit WGVUnews.org and click the donate button. And for a weekly dose of news right to your inbox, sign up for the WGVU newsletter. The inaugural edition of the Beer City Pepperfest takes place on January 24. It's a celebration of all things spicy and funny. The comedy portion of each session will be hosted by Virginia Anzengruber, comedian and author of Local Grins. WGVU's Shelley Irwin talked to Virginia and Nate Moran, founder of Fat Baby Hot Sauce, about the event.
In celebration of all things spice, it is an inaugural edition of the Beer City Pepperfest. It comes 24th, end of the month. All things spicy and funny, so we get spice and fun in the house. Virginia Anzengruber, always a pleasure. Good morning to you, Virginia.
Shelley, so good to see you. It's really great to be here on a Monday morning.
Monday morning. I like Mondays. But usually you don't, I would think the comedy takes a rest on a Monday night sometimes.
Yeah, yeah, it's definitely, it's not the hot night you'd think it would be.
That's right. I am also pleased to introduce you, Nate Marin, a veteran musician yourself. Of course, the brand that you wear now is all about what? Hot sauce with Fat Baby in the front to describe it?
Yes, ma'am. Fat Baby Hot Sauce. We're a farm-to-bottle, small-batch hot sauce made right here in Grand Rapids.
The media trained, you brought your sauce in. There we are.
Yeah, exactly.
Virginia, set us up for our conversation. First of all, remind me of the good work you personally do in the comedy world.
Oh, you're so kind. The good work is trying to make folks laugh. I produce and host shows all over the city. I also write a column for localspins.com called Local Grins to let people know where they can learn all about the amazing, hilarious comedians in town. And that's actually where I met Nate. Was he sponsored my tour this past summer. I went on my maternity leave tour, if you remember. It was sponsored by Fat Baby Hot Sauce, and in that, I think we developed a really nice friendship and partnership, and so when Nate wanted to do the Beer City Pepper Fest and he wanted to have some comedians, he kind of reached out and he was like, hey, do you want to, you know, be there? Do you want to kind of help guide some of the, you know, performers or, you know, I guess.
Sure, and then
it evolved into, do you want to produce this? And I said, yes, I love hot sauce and I have enough heartburn medication for the duration of this project, so it's fine. It's good.
I have a lot of questions, a lot of just basic questions. First of all, are we loving hot sauce these days?
Yeah, absolutely. The city is kind of batty about it, especially younger folks, right? You see tons of folks come to our live events, tasting sauce, walking away, enjoying what we make. And in general, spicy food is seeing an uptick in the country, obviously on the back of some of the larger media, hot ones and such. But yeah, there's a large kind of fan following of our stuff in general, but of hot sauce overall.
How did Fat Baby Hot Sauce come to be, and what's up with the baby?
Well, we started making sauce by growing chilies, and that's what we're really passionate about, is the chili pepper. It's an amazing fruit, right? So the plant itself is just so giving. It's so bountiful. They make so many fruit on each plant, and it's just wild how much they give. And as a metaphor, we love that kind of concept. So we decided that we love the plant very much, and we started making hot sauce. But the farm is at the heart of everything we do. We did just shy of 2 tons of chili this year. Yeah, up at the farm.
Where's the farm?
The farm's in Gladwin, Michigan.
Yeah.
Old family farm. We have 80 years on the farm now as a family. It's got 160 acres, and we farm chilies on about 2.5 acres.
Who would have known that you're right here in our beautiful state of Michigan? Before I get to you, Virginia, so we are talking Beer City Pepper Fest.
Yeah, Beer City Pepper Fest. We are big fans of the city's kind of infatuation with craft beer. The way we craft hot sauce is very similar, right? So small batch, handmade, care given to every single, intention given to every single thing we do. So we thought, what a perfect blend to take this Beer City and then blend our hot sauce with it.
When and where is the fest?
So the fest is January 24th at the Intersection. Starts at 11, hopefully goes till around 8-ish.
Yeah, good. And we see Virginia and your team. All right, bring us into a couple of sessions, Virginia.
Yes, so we're going to be having a few different comedians. We've got a really fun, Nate mentioned hot ones, so we actually have some really fun improvising comedians that are coming, and they do an event called Wingprov, so that's going to be fun. Improv and wings. And then we have Matt Sharp, who is a really funny, family-friendly comedian who recently wrote a comedic spiritual devotional book meant to be read in the bathroom. It's called From My Throne to His. So, you know, that hot sauce connection there. Listen, we all feel it, you know, okay?
You went there, I didn't. Only human, very cool. And then what about you, Virginia?
I'll be performing and hosting. Yes, so sorry. I'll be the MC for the comedy stage. I will be performing and hosting, and we're going to have a lot of amazing bands as well. So the Intersection is such a, you know, classic music venue in town. So anybody that's been there and seen a show, you know the energy in the big room. So we're actually going to get to take over the big room in the back. And we've got bands like Prairie Drone Companion. We've got, Low Phase, Quality Cinema Band. Members of Domestic Problems are going to be there. And then
Old school Carissa Wilson.
Yes.
She's a fixture in town for sure. Yeah, and a good friend.
So it starts at 11.
Yes.
And goes a couple
So tickets are available on our website. It starts at 11. We've got vendors and artists as well. And so I think it might be one of those things where we just go until they kick us out. You know? Exactly.
And does my one paid ticket price keep me there all day?
No, there'd be a couple sessions until we see that that's not feasible, right? So it looks like we're definitely going to be able to progress with the show for sure. But should things not happen, we'll cinch it down to a smaller time frame. But
and that would be 11 to 3.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, makes sense. What comedy will you present, Virginia?
Oh, I've got some new material, you know, single mom. I've got a 3-year-old and a 6-year-old that just found out about what 6-7 means. So I got to try to unpack that emotionally. I don't know, Shelley.
You've got me hooked so far. There we are on that. Go ahead.
But there's vendors there as well, too, right?
Yes.
So we'll have some people doing amazing things with chilies, anything from hot chili oils through cocktail mixes that are using the chili in their product. Some food vendors, right? A Michigan pizza guy, My Pizza Michigan, I think is how he does it. Food vendors.
So be prepared
vendors.
To eat.
Yeah,
right?
Absolutely. That's the concept. The celebration of the chili was the notion.
Yes.
And then music and comedy is the, I think, the structure by which it all sits on, exactly.
And we're also having a hot sauce eating contest.
What?
Yes.
Oh,
and
how does
so
that work?
Really, when I say prepare your Tums, that's
yeah,
what I mean,
yeah.
You know,
Tums,
yeah,
T-U-M-S.
Exactly. Yeah, so we'll be having a hot sauce eating contest because Fat Baby, one of the amazing things, it's funny because I became a fan as a customer of theirs when he says that, you know, folks really come out. What he's not lying. I first found them years ago at the Fulton Street Farmers Market. And so Breakfast Baby, which is one of the sauces you see in studio, I actually have on my eggs in the morning. And so they've got such a cool line of all these different sauces. And so I'm really excited because the contest, I think, is maybe going to be maybe like a choose your own adventure style.
Absolutely.
Or something.
Yeah.
And so it'll be cool to see who can hold out the longest because some of these are spicy.
Yeah, they're very
they are hot. Yeah, so it's going to be really fun.
Last one of the table wins, eh?
Yeah.
So one of the most important things about the festival, though, is all of this stuff is designed to really highlight the chili. But at the end of the day, what we thought would be amazing is trying to bring our company, Fani, fully in line with community, right? And so at the end of the day, proceeds will go to support 3 really amazing charities in town that are doing excellent, excellent work at trying to address mental health issues in our city. I Understand, which does pre and most importantly post-care for suicide events. 440, which is sort of a new charity centered in that same realm. And then my friend Shandy Longcore runs Embracing. Yeah, you know Shandy. Okay. Embracing Imperfections is such an amazing group too, doing really, really great work in schools, which is where real kind of traction can be made on this issue.
We need to get her back on air for sure. It's been,
I'll
been
let her
a
know.
Bit. Let her
shout
know.
Out Shandy.
Call me, as they say. Cool. What else is important that we know, Virginia?
Let's see. I think you can bring your whole family. That's important to know. This is going to be an indoor event. So if it's cold, which it has been forever, we're here in the tundra. If it's cold, you can be inside, which is great. And it's at the intersection. So what a great, you know, classic Grand Rapids venue. If you haven't had a chance to come, this is a perfect reason to come out in the middle of winter. We're calling it our Icy Spicy Edition.
Yes. And then if one wanted to just check out your product, do you have a store?
So we're in Meyer Stores. We're on the Michigan Favorites end cap with 4 of our sauces. But fatbabyhotsauce.com. And then for the festival, BeerCityPepperFest.com is where you can find tickets as well.
Has this been an annual event that I've missed?
No, this is the inaugural
event. This is
the
first.
Yeah,
okay.
Exactly.
Start with the best, as they say. All right. Well, looks like January 24th should be on our Save the Date list. Virginia, why should we care about comedy and hot sauce?
Well, I've always said, you know, if you can make pain something that you can laugh about. No, I'm just kidding. The heartburn that I've endured on this media tour. No, I think it's great because both comedy and, you know, specifically hot sauce, but, you know, the artisans, it's really a celebration of like why we all love Grand Rapids, right? What makes Grand Rapids great is the people and the people that care tremendously about showing up the best way they can. So it's like the best vendors, the best musicians, the best comedians. Like, we're all just going to be there celebrating the chili pepper, but also really, and Nate said it best, it's like really supporting these nonprofits that are, you know, doing the hard and good day-to-day work supporting mental health. So
it's been very not difficult at all to try to find vendors and
sponsors,
comics
and
musicians that want to come out. The minute you mention that it's all to support mental health, people are on board.
Yep, thank you. Plus, Beer City Pepper Fest. We all want to be
part of. And we want to give a shout out to Gravel Bottom Brewery, who will be our beer sponsor for the event as well.
We'll be beer there. All right, one more time, how do I best get a ticket or find out more information?
You could visit beercitypepperfest.com or fatbabyhotsauce.com, and you'll find it right there.
And how to find out about your work, Virginia?
Oh, you can find me at localspins.com. My column is Local Grins, or at Virginia Anzengruber on Instagram.
That's your name. Thank you, Virginia and Nate. See you on the 24th.
Thanks, Shelley.
This has been Focus West Michigan from WGVU for Monday, January 12, 2026. I'm Joe Bilecki. Our audio operations manager is Rick Bierling, and our news and public affairs director is Patrick Center. Don't forget to like and subscribe, and we'll be back with more news and events in West Michigan tomorrow. Thanks for listening.